From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel.
On what was, man, I have to say, what a bummer. What a, another difficult day for our former president. A revealing day in the trial of Al Capone today, but whose popularity seems to be losing steam. He seems to be less popular each day, and he cannot deal with it. Donald Trump may be full of gas, but his supporters appear to be running out. He's... Trump has been encouraging his fans to rally outside the courthouse, and he's unhappy that they haven't. The New York Times said the circus Trump wanted outside his trial hasn't arrived. And this was the scene outside the courthouse in New York this morning. You can see while he was on, no one showed up. I don't know if they're saving their energy for one of his next criminal trials or... And while you would think Donald Trump wouldn't be able to lie about the size of a crowd that wasn't there, think again. Here you go. Thousands of people were turned away from the courthouse by steel stanchions and police, literally blocks from the tiny side door where I enter and leave. It is an armed camp to keep people away. Maggot Hagerman of the failing New York Times falsely reported that I was disappointed with the crowds. No, I'm disappointed with Maggot and her lack of writing skill. Her lack of writing skill. It's Maggie, by the way. Haberman, by the way. She was the first one to report about Trump falling asleep in court. And she conveniently forgot to mention Trump is drawing the biggest crowds of any president criminally indicted for having sex with a porn star in history. And that's just a bias, that's all. Funny with you. All Trump cares about is crowd size. One day he'll be sitting in the electric chair bragging about all the people who showed up to watch him. The day began with some fireworks. There were several heated exchanges between Trump's lawyers and the judge in the hearing about whether or not he definitely violated the judge's gag order. Judge Merchan told Trump's lead attorney, a guy named Todd Blanche, that his arguments didn't make sense, that he'd presented nothing, and that he was losing all credibility with the court. To his credit, Blanche fired back. He said, Your Honor, I lost all credibility when I agreed to represent Donald Trump. That is not an issue. Fortunately, Trump didn't hear any of it. He was sound asleep. Let one Rip Van Winkle is dozing off. So often, they're gonna need one of those NBA sweat wiper kids to mop the drool puddles off his desk. Why Trump hasn't already been punished for violating the gag order, I don't know. I'm sure he's driving his lawyers nuts. 20 minutes after his lawyer told the judge, President Trump is being very careful to comply with your order, Trump very carefully posted this highly conflicted, to put it mildly, by the way, you can't put it mildly when you're using all caps. It's impossible. Judge Juan Merchan has taken away my constitutional right to free speech. Everybody is allowed to talk and lie about me, but I'm not allowed to defend myself. This is a kangaroo court, and the judge should recuse himself. He violated the gag order during a hearing about whether he violated the gag order. On his way out of the courthouse, Groper Cleveland stopped to tell reporters how uncomfortably cold it is in the room and how very unhappy he is to be there.
They're keeping me in a courtroom that's freezing, by the way, in a courtroom all day long while he's out campaigning. That's probably an advantage because he can't campaign. Nobody knows what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together.
Yeah, well, you can. You're about to put two prison sentences together and maybe even three, possibly four. I love hearing him complain about how cold it is. Someone should knit him a little pair of mittens to wear into court. The one and only witness today was Trump's old pal and former publisher of the National Enquirer, a guy named David Pecker, who looks like the man on the Pringles can was now dating your mom. Pecker described what he called a mutually beneficial relationship with Trump. It's weird, the only faithful relationship Trump's ever been in is with the National Enquirer. But Think about how insane it is that our president had a mutually beneficial relationship with the National Enquirer. There are only two people on the planet who can say that, Donald Trump and Bigfoot. And among other things, Pecker testified that he paid $30,000 to a doorman at Trump Tower to kill a story that said Trump fathered an illegitimate child with a maid. Trump says it never happened. Also, it was triplets and the maid was Cindy Crawford, but it never happened. Pecker testified that in 2015, he had a meeting with Trump and his lawyer slash fiction, Michael Cohen, where they agreed he would be their eyes and ears for any negative stories women might be trying to sell about Trump so they could pay the women off or get the stories killed. And he would also publish positive stories about Trump and negative stories about his opponents. Many of them stories they made up, like this one about Dr. Ben Carson before he bent the knee. Bungling surgeon Ben left sponge in patient's brain. This one's about Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz shamed by porn star and Hillary framed Trump family. And you understand Donald Trump, who calls the New York Times fake news, was literally generating fake news, admittedly, with his friend David Pecker. Everything he accuses anyone else of is something he actually did. And yet these bootlickers on Fox News, they cannot believe the injustice.
I consider myself to be a proud American, but after sitting in that dirty, disgusting criminal courtroom today, watching the former president of the United States being persecuted like a criminal, I don't know if I'm so proud to be an American anymore.
The judge is ridiculous. The conflict of interest is ridiculous. This whole case is ridiculous.
These are the types of election year shenanigans that happen in other countries, in third world autocracies.
Trump's not even allowed to complain about the thermostat. It's a meat locker in there. He gets mocked for just closing his eyes.
My father was focused on running the United States of America, not bookkeeping.
This isn't lawfare, it's torture.
A totally corrupt judge and a totally corrupt district attorney are going to try to put a former president of the United States in jail. I mean, this is literally like some of the civil rights workers in Mississippi in the 1960s.
Literally, there is literally no difference between Donald Trump and three men who were murdered by the Klan. Can somebody please put a sock down Newt Gingrich's throat already? I mean, it's time. What are these people even saying? At least Mitt Romney's a Republican who hasn't drunk the Kool-Aid, but every once in a while he likes to come crashing through the wall.
Everybody has made their own assessment of President Trump's character, and so far as I know, you don't pay someone $130,000 not to have sex with you.
Ooh, the mitts are off. Somebody slipped a vitamin in his milk this morning or something. Trump did get some good news today. He's expected to get a stock bonus from his worthless media company for $1.2 billion of other people's money. He's getting $1.2 billion for Truth Social and still doing things like this.
So to all of you great MAGA Republicans, I love you, you know that. If you want to win a signed hat from your all-time favorite president, me, what you do is just sign up and you're going to get it. And here it is. I'm going to sign it right in front of you. So this way you know there's no games being played, like people play games, constantly playing games. But there it is, just signed. Oh, that's a nice one. That's a 10. Have a good time, everybody.
Yeah, that's right. We will. You go back to huffing that pen. Yeah, I actually noticed that. Can we go back to the video now? Zoom in. He has a tiny fake Oscar on his shelf. I don't know, for best performance with an adult video star. The man was president. He has a plastic Academy Award, like you could buy next door at the souvenir shop in his. Maybe this explains why he gets so mad about the Oscars. He wants one. So sad. You know, one of the arguments Trump's been making lately is that Americans were better off 4 years ago than we are now. So for the sake of comparison, this is where we were exactly 4 years ago today.
So supposing we hit the body with a tremendous, whether it's ultraviolet or just very powerful light. And I think you said that hasn't been checked, but you're going to test it. And then I said, supposing you brought the light inside the body, which you can do either through the skin or in some other way.
And I think you said you're going to test that, too. Sounds interesting. Right, and then I see the disinfectant, where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? Because you see it gets on the lungs, and it does a tremendous number of lungs. So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with, but it sounds interesting to me.
One more minute of that, she would have hung herself with her scarf. That was our president. Meanwhile, President Biden was in Trump's home state of Florida today. His advisors were worried about him going there because a lot of times when an 81-year-old goes to Florida, they don't come back. But Biden believes he can win the state. Step one, winning Florida, forgiving all their jet ski loans. And Biden was in Tampa to talk about reproductive freedom and to counter Trump's new and very convenient position that claims he's not so anti-abortion after all.
He described the Dobbs decision as a miracle. Maybe it's coming from that Bible he's trying to sell. Whoa. I almost wanted to buy one just to see what the hell's in it.
Biden and Romney are on a roll today. That was good. Oh, speaking of books, you know what today is, Guillermo? No, you don't know.
Taco Tuesday?
No, it's on. No, that is right. It is Taco Tuesday. Yeah. It's also World Book Day today, or as the state of Florida calls it, Bonfire Day. On World Book Day, I would like to take a minute to honor a true classic. This is a book that used to be in every home in the good old days. And I'm not talking about the Bible. I'm talking about the phone book, the yellow pages. I mean, what other book can get you, like, escrow and escorts on the same page? Naturally Naughty. Not only does it have everything you'd ever need on the inside, you can use them as doorstops, step stools, booster seats. You could build a home out of them if you wanted to. And no, this book was never on the New York Times bestseller list. It was never picked for Oprah's book club, but it could kill any bug you dropped it on, guaranteed. So, you know, while the world may have forgotten you, phone book, I want you to know that your yellow pages will always be in our hearts. So, Guillermo, would you mind as we now say goodbye to the phone book? Rest in power, old friend. Recycle that. All jokes aside, this World Book Day is a weird one. There are at least 100 bills in various red states, three of which have become law already, threatening librarians with prison for the crime of lending books, books that aren't government approved, which to me not only is this the opposite of what our country is supposed to be about, it's completely nuts. We're going to throw librarians in jail for loaning out Huckleberry Finn. This is not what they signed up for. I think it's disgusting and wrong and anti-American, but don't take it from me. Take it from these real-life librarians.
I'm a librarian.
I'm a librarian.
I've been a librarian for 26 years. We're librarians.
Masters of the library sciences.
Not groomers.
Not sex fiends.
Not pornographers.
We're the people who hand out library cards.
We do story times. We put away the books you guys leave out on the tables instead of putting them on the reshelf cart.
The clearly labeled reshelf cart.
You can read that, right?
We're not the deep state.
We're not Satanists.
We're librarians.
But some people want to make us criminals. Put us in jail.
I would not do well in jail.
It's not meth. It's Judy Blume.
Judy effing Blume.
Judy effing Blume.
Fine us thousands of dollars?
Like we have thousands of dollars.
Make books the enemy.
Make knowledge the enemy?
And you know what we say to that?
Shut the f*** up! Please, shut the f*** up!
What's wrong with you?
Paid for by Americans Against Librarians.
You can have To Kill a Mockingbird when you pry it from my cold, dead hands. Or when you check it out.
Thank you, librarians. We got a good show tonight.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.